In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Every year during the month of May, we take the time to place a crown upon the statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This act is obviously symbolic of the spiritual realities which exist in heaven, and symbolic of the realities of faith, devotion, and obedience which exist in our own minds and hearts. This coronation of the Virgin Mary is all a coronation of faith. It is to proclaim publicly and before all that we believe that Our Lady is the true Mother of God, that she is immaculately conceived, and that she is assumed into heaven and has received an eternal crown of love and honor from her divine Son. The man-made crown that we place upon Our Lady's head but once a year is symbolic of the never-ending coronation of heaven, the never-ending proclamation and recognition of the dignity and of the authority of the Blessed Virgin Mary in heaven. This is, above all, the immaterial crown of glory given to her beloved Son, a crown of His supreme love for her, a crown of His supreme veneration as Mother, a crown of authority placed upon her head to be the Queen of Angels for the celestial armies, to be the Queen of all saints for the Church triumphant, to be the Mother of Grace and the Mother of Mercy for the entire human race, both on earth and in purgatory, to be the terror of demons whom she has overcome by the redemptive power of her Son. It is a crown of supreme dignity as Queen of Patriarchs, a crown of supreme wisdom and knowledge as Queen of Prophets, a crown of supreme mission from God as Queen of Apostles, a crown of supreme victory as Queen of Martyrs, a crown of supreme chastity as Queen of Virgins. It is a crown of supreme power of intercession before the divine throne, which has won for her in history the title of Queen of the Most Holy Rosary and Our Lady of Victories. This crown which we place upon her head attests to all of these holy truths, these truths which express her supreme dignity, which comes to her through the predilection of her Son. The basis of all of these dignities, however, is that she is the Mother of God, a title which exceeds all of her other titles, a dignity that exceeds all of her other dignities, a crown that is more precious than any crown. For there is no honor which can be bestowed on a human being greater than the honor of being the Mother of God, the honor of conceiving in her womb the second person of the Blessed Trinity, and thereby to enter into a unique and ineffable relationship with each of the persons of the Holy Trinity. But in addition to this coronation of faith in her dignity, we also give her a crown of our loving devotion. Just as the flowers which we give to our mothers on Mother's Day are symbols of an interior devotion of their children for them, so the crown and the act of coronation of the Blessed Virgin Mary is symbolic of our interior devotion to her as our spiritual mother. The flowers which we offer to our mothers on Mother's Day would be empty and without meaning, even an insult, if they were not accompanied by devotion and love. So the crown which we place on Our Lady's head would be insulting to her if were not backed by our loving devotion to her as our Mother of Heaven. It is to say to her that after God, she is the center of our lives. It is to say that we go to her day and night, both in our joy and in our distress. It is to say that we pay to her the honor of treating her as a mother of the spiritual order by asking her for the things that we need. For a child pays an honor to his mother when he comes to her with his problems. It is an honor that he turns to his mother and not to anyone else for consolation in trouble, for reassurance in fear, for a soothing remedy when he is cut or bruised. A child pays an honor to his mother when he looks to her for his every necessity, for something to eat, for something to put on, for a bath when he is dirty, for correction when he is bad. A child pays an honor to his mother when he comes home to her after having sinned, when everyone else has rejected him, and when even he is now worthy to be rejected by her. These acts of intimacy, of trust, of tenderness, and of love are honors which children pay to their mothers, for they are testimonies more convincing than any words or flowers or kisses could be. Testimonies of the enthronement which the mother has achieved in the heart of her child. And these honors, which children naturally pay to their mothers on earth, we pay to our Blessed Lady when we crown her with our devotion and love. We crown her, therefore, as comforter of the afflicted. We crown her as refuge of sinners, as help of Christians, as health of the sick, and as seat of wisdom. We go to her in our distress. We go to her in our sins. We go to her to fix our every problem. And in doing this, we pay her honor. And this honor of being the center of our lives after God, and of being the source of the good things which come into our lives as Mother of Divine Grace and Mediatrix of all graces, this honor we place upon her head in the symbolic form of the little crown which we have prepared. And beyond this coronation of our faith in her dignity and the coronation of our devotion to her as our mother, we also give her the crown of our obedience. It is the will of God that his mother should bear with him the authority of ruling heaven, the universe, and the earth. For all authority is vested in our Lord Jesus Christ. As second person of the Blessed Trinity, he is the head of all creation, because, as it says in St. John's Gospel, all things were made through him. As the firstborn of all creatures in his sacred humanity, Christ bears authority over all creation, including the angels who adore him. As Redeemer of the human race as well, Christ bears authority over all men, having bought them by his blood from the slavery of the devil. By these same three titles, therefore, does our Blessed Lady enjoy authority. For she is the Mother of God, Mother of the Second Person of the Blessed Trinity, and as such shares in his royal authority over the universe. Second, she is the Mother of Christ, Mother of the Word Incarnate, and as such shares in all the royal power which he, as man, holds over all creation, including the angels. Thirdly, she is Mother of the Redeemer and Co-Redemptrix of the human race by her intimate association with our Lord's work of redemption, especially his passion. She therefore shares his authority over the redeemed race, as well as his authority and dominion, even as man, over the devils and the damned. Her authority, however, is a mother's authority. It is one which is dependent upon and derived from the principal authority, which is that of her Son. This authority has, furthermore, a special purpose, not the distribution of justice, but the distribution of mercy. The distribution of justice belongs to Christ the Judge, but he has confided the distribution of his grace, which is his mercy, to his mother. It is perfectly right, therefore, that we go to Mary in order to receive gifts from God which we need, or perhaps which we just even desire. We see her power of intercession from the gospel. By the mere expression of her desire, she is able to move our Lord Jesus Christ to perform a miracle at the wedding of Cana. Just as we would go to a store to buy a loaf of bread, or go to a door in order to enter a room, so do we go to the Blessed Virgin Mary in order to get to God. These crowns of recognition we place upon her head today, the recognition of her supernatural dignity by our faith, the recognition of her supernatural and spiritual motherhood by our love and devotion, the recognition of her authority by our obedience to the laws of her Son. Let these three crowns of faith, devotion, and obedience be placed upon her head, not just today, but every day. And may she, whom we crown today and every day, win for us the grace to persevere in faith, in virtue, and obedience to the commandments, so that we too may one day receive from Christ a crown of everlasting glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.